Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and the Texans have wrapped up their first day of OTAs, and it was a sunny, sultry morning over at the Methodist Training Center. Afterwards, quarterback Matt Schaub met with the media, answered some questions, and has this to say about some of the rookies.
How are you, Addy? Where you want to be, I guess?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm after the offseason and recovering from the year and then just getting back into the offseason program for 7 weeks now. I mean, I feel good.
New offensive coordinator kind of coming in there. Kind of thoughts on that real quick?
Well, I mean, it's not much is going to change. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, but obviously it brings a lot of experience. Rick does, and with Greg Knapp as the quarterback coach, I have experience with him from my days back in Atlanta. But, they're great coaches that have been doing it a long time and know football, so, we're just going to keep moving forward.
I know it's day one. Any of the rookies stand out to you?
Well, it's still early. Obviously, we have some guys that have some ability. The running back, Tate, he wasn't out there. But Holiday, you can see he's got some speed. It's just a matter of getting him more opportunities and seeing what some guys can do.
Also talking was wide receiver Jacoby Jones. He, too, thought it was hot, but he had a good time this morning, and he likes being a four-year veteran.
Jacoby, how'd it feel today?
It felt good to get back out here. The season about to start out here with the rookies and teaching them and learning from them at the same time, so it's pretty good.
Hey, you're a veteran now. You're a seasoned veteran. How does that feel now?
Well, my knee's starting to hurt, man. I'm getting old, man. I'm going on 4 years, and I look at these rookies come in. I'm like, well, I'm going on 26, so... About right. I'm getting old, G.
Who impressed you? Anybody impress you as you were going through drills and looking over guys?
I like all our picks, man, especially in the receiving core. We got Ross, 84, the young guy. He made some great plays. Holiday, he's blazing. And you got Crawford. There's a lot of young guys with talent, so we're looking real good at the receiver spot. I know that for a fact.
What's the training really got to push today?
Training?
Yeah, as far as
we sent him on a go route, and we knew he was blazing, but he can roll. You're pretty fast.
When you came in the league, you talked about guys who helped you out and really kind of sat you down. Is that your role now, that you kind of help guys out?
Well, yeah, when I came in, I had guys like Andre Johnson, Andre Dillon, Kevin Walter. So when I look at it now, like I said, I'm going to my fourth year, and those guys come in, I was like, well, I'm in those guys' shoes now. So I was teaching them, helping them out with their plays, and when they drop a ball game, like, man, let that go. It's short-term memory. Play football, so don't be nervous.
Linebacker Brian Cushing has been in the news as of late, and he said, hey, just nice to be back on the field. And talking about football rather than some of the other stuff lately.
I mean, I haven't felt this good in a while. So, it feels good to be back out there and just, all those ailments gone, just running around, flying around.
I haven't seen you smile in a while. You're smiling.
Yeah, well, I'm back on the football field, so I'm happy to be out here. Really am with the guys.
You're out of your comfort zone here?
Of course. This is what I do. This is what I'm going to be doing for a long time. So, just to be out here and, running around with the guys, there's nothing better than doing this.
Brian, no teammates' reactions.
Everyone's happy, everyone's happy, and everyone understands the situation. So, they're all behind me, and, this doesn't change anything. Continue to go towards the Super Bowl championship.
Brian, what did you think of the public reaction after your news conference?
I really didn't pay attention too much to the reaction or everything. I felt that I got everything off my chest I needed to and to pretty much explain myself to, every full detail. So I think that, people, can think what they want, but I think, the truth is out there.
Your owner, no one was more vocal and supportive of you than Bob.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you?
It meant everything. It meant everything to me because, he's the highest guy possible in the building, and just how he supported me and stood by me and just really trusted me shows he's behind me 100%.
With the public perception, do you feel like you got to reprove yourself to anybody out there,
No.
fans, teammates?
I mean, I'm just going to do what I do. And it's not about reproving or doing anything. It's just going out there and doing what I've been doing for the last 23 years. Nothing's going to change.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Hope you keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out the latest about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.